Even if you're not spending as much time in the car, don't miss a minute of Waddle and Sylvie at Home. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
If you listen to the Waddle and Sylvie show, you've known that we've talked a lot about the Bears possibly moving to Arlington Heights. It's been a topic on this radio station. Brian Hanley's talked about it. And today the Bears officially came out saying they have put in a bid. I think Tuesday was the deadline. We read your quote from the Arlington Heights mayor a couple of days ago where he said, the Bears were a maybe on it. And Ted Phillips came out with a statement that they are exploring it and they have put in a bid. We'll see where they're willing to go on that. But there are so many layers to this. First of all, the Bears lease runs through, I believe, 2033. But there are ways, obviously, to get out of it. Also, this could also be another way to pressure the city of Chicago, to pressure the mayor to get exactly what they want at Soldier. Whether they want to totally get a new stadium or they want to add to it, there are 61,500 people that could go to Soldier Field in the third largest market in the National Football League. This is, you just heard Jed Hoyer, the Cubs president, talk about this being a Bears town. 61,500 people can go to 10 Bears games. You know, eight of them regular season, soon nine. It will switch off year in and year out. It is bad to get to. It is bad to get out of. It is bad to walk to. You go through that field museum maze. The food stinks. It has no modern amenities. There is no way to host a Super Bowl. There is no way to use the facility in the off season. And that needs to change. This town deserves a Super Bowl. This town deserves a Final Four. When we had a bid for the Olympics, we had to build a fake Olympic stadium on the south side because Soldier Field wasn't going to be big enough for that. I mean, there are so many things. The Bears don't own their own stadium also. All right, so let's talk about this from a financial standpoint. You want the Chicago Bears to be a big market team, to reinvest in the team. And they don't get the full price from concessions and from parking and from all the other things that most teams do because the Park District owns Soldier Field. They lease it from the city of Chicago. That is not ideal for a team. So I know a lot of you guys are going to call in and say they are the Chicago Bears, Sylvie. They've played at Soldier forever. Wilbon's a big proponent to this. The San Francisco 49ers play 40 miles away from San Francisco. The New York Giants, the New York Jets don't play in New York City or New York State. They play in New Jersey. The Miami Dolphins really don't play in Miami. It's like basically Fort Lauderdale. You know, I could go on and on with this, with all the different stadiums. Dallas, I don't believe. The Dallas freaking Cowboys do not play in Dallas. You build the stadium where it's best for your team. And the Bears don't train in Chicago. The Bears are like, everyone's like, oh, well, if they're going to move and play their games in Arlington Heights, they're going to be the Arlington Heights Bears. The Chicago Bears reside 365 days a year in Lake Forest, Illinois. They don't reside in Chicago. They reside at Hallis Hall, 1920 football drive, Lake Forest, Illinois. So I get there's a lot. I love this city, and I know a lot of you guys are going to frame it that, Sylvie, you live in the suburbs. I don't really believe Soldier Field is convenient to anybody. I know you guys are chomping at the bit. This has been a topic. Waddle is out today. He's on vacation. Bleck and Abdallah. The Bleck family has had season tickets to Soldier Field and to watch the Bears for many, many years.
Yeah, dating back to Wrigley. And my wife's family, actually, the same thing. So we have dual options to go to games, which is fantastic. But yeah, I mean, Sylvie, everything you laid out there is well said. To me, if you're moving out of the city, that means you're building a stadium that has a roof and a controlled climate, and having the privilege of going to so many cold weather games, although fun at times, they really are a pain in the ass. And it's a concept that I think would be great, would be, how do you feel like when you go to a Bulls game in the middle of January,
right,
you get to the United Center, you take your jacket off and you enjoy the
you
evening.
You check your coat,
yeah,
perhaps.
It's a beautiful night, right?
Like,
and it may be a tough walk to get to the stadium, but you're not out there for 4, 5, 6 hours tailgating, the whole thing. Hey, to me, it also would benefit the team. I don't think any bear weather ideas have ever been hold true ever in the past. And the NFL is an offensive sport, and I think the teams who have the better offensive tracks usually play better at home. And also, in a bigger stadium, you have the chance to be a little bit louder, right?
Right.
A little bit more of a home field advantage. I love the history of the team. My family has deep roots on both sides, going back to this franchise playing on the lakefront, and it's something that I think has been very cool to watch over an extended period of time. I saw someone in the Twitch chat also mention, like, you know, you remove 85. It's not like the Bears have a whole heck of a lot of great memories at Soldier Field.
Right. You know what I'm saying? A lot of those memories are at Wrigley, years ago.
Like, if you really want to get into it, all of those great Sayers and Buckus games, those took place at Wrigley. So, like, you can't really hold on to the rich tradition, because it was really only that 85 season where the Bears were that great on the lakefront. You know, and there were a couple Urlacher moments that were fantastic. But outside of that, I'm for it, as long as it's a controlled climate, indoor, retractable roof,
right,
something that we can use.
Retractable, like when it's 70 degrees. And
open it up. That's
open
cool.
It up.
That's
I
cool.
Have natural grass or whatever.
Yeah.
As long as you can take care of the grass. I was on the Bears beat when they built this stadium. And I know all that went into it. They fought so long with the city to get a deal done. And what they ended up doing is not building the right stadium, because they were just happy to get a new stadium deal. This is, let's build it within the colonnades. Let's make it this size. And we can't do a retractable roof. There's not enough space. So in Arlington Heights, you have a blank canvas. You can build it exactly the way you want it. 80,000, 85,000, retractable roof, all the amenities. You don't even have enough tailgate tickets for this fan base. And that's only with 61,500. You got to win the lottery, some of you guys, to tailgate.
Oh, yeah. I'll raise my hand. Yeah, like, yeah. You got to win the lottery to participate. Yeah.
That's ridiculous. We don't even have enough parking spaces to tailgate at Bears games. We can do it all just north. You've got the Metro station that lets off right there. I heard a Cap and Jonathan Hood talking about, you could build like these little bridges that are covered where you can go from the Amtrak station,
yeah,
and go right into the stadium, and no one ever has to put on a jacket. And you don't have to worry about that sort of stuff. Put a casino in there as well. You've got a blank slate. And that's why I'm excited today. Let's take some calls at 332-3776. Are you yay or nay about this? Barry in Park Ridge, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Bear?
Okay, you've covered a lot of the bases. And pardon the hoarse voice, but actually, if Michael McCaskey had messed up when they started this thing before the last lease ended, they would have been somewhere else. The advantage they had 10, 15 years ago was that you didn't have those apartments and condominiums that were built just west of the railroad tracks, so you could have done something there.
Mm-hmm.
But because he blew off 9 years of working, and he managed to offend the mayor of Arlington Heights, Mayor Daley, the whole nine yards, that's why, if you wonder why our young friend who's treasurer of the Bears is so well thought of, it's because Phillips did stuff in 1 year to get it done.
Right.
Where McCaskey couldn't. And so they probably would not be in Soldier Field, and it's unfeasible. You can't do anything to it. They need something retractable dome like what they do with Miller. They need 85,000 for Super Bowl. They need off season stuff. There's no two ways about it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if it's city limits or not. That's not going to make people come or go. And there's a bigger reason. They're going to get more season ticket holders and more money.
That's amen, Barry. That's a great call, despite the hoarse voice. Thank you. 332-3776. He hit everything right there. John in Long Grove, you're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Johnny.
Hey, it's actually Don.
Hey, Donnie. What's up, Donnie? How are you?
First time caller to your show.
Thank you.
Long time listener. Love you guys.
I appreciate it. Thanks, John.
Anyways, I'm a season ticket holder. and I would be ecstatic if they moved to Arlington Heights. I hate Soldier Field. And I stopped going to games because it's such a hassle to go there. I hate it. Anyways, it would be great to have a dome, retractable, nice atmosphere. It would be awesome. I'm getting older, and I need that kind of environment to go to the game. I would be so happy.
Don, thank you. We appreciate your phone call. 332-3776. So your reaction, again, this is not now the speculation that we have had for several months on this radio show. The Bears have tweeted out a quote from Ted Phillips saying that they have put in a bid to purchase Arlington Park. I got to tell you a story about that. A little role reversal on the show before the show started when this news came down. We were all giddy about it, and I want to continue to take your phone calls. Dan Wiederer will join us up at House Hall at 3 o'clock. Justin Fields also spoke today, so we're loaded.
It can be sad when you miss your favorite interview. Don't despair. Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app. It's Waddle and Sylvie.
ESPN 1000.
All right, Lori Lightfoot putting up a fight here. Did not sugarcoat anything in her response. If you're just getting into your car and you're not unaware of what's going on with the Bears, other than the mandatory minicamp and Justin Fields and trying to compete with Andy Dalton, the Bears came out today at approximately 1:45 and they issued a statement from Ted Phillips where he did officially announce that they have placed a bid to purchase Arlington Park and the land there. If you're unaware, this is the last year for Arlington Park. Churchill Downs is the owner. They are selling the land. Arlington Heights has been vocal about wanting the Bears to be a part of this, and the Bears have now gone out and they've said, yes, we have made a bid. Now, will it be the winning bid? How serious are they? That remains to be seen. The mayor of Arlington Heights issued the statement praising the Bears, but yet saying that they're going to look at all the different proposals. And they've got a valuable, valuable site. It's a really good site. It comes with many different arteries to get there. It comes with the metro station right there. And I would think with any redesign, they're going to probably redo that metro station. And it's right off of all the expressways. That's 53, I believe, that basically is 290 goes into 53. There are just so many different ways to get there. You can go on the Edens and take Lake, and it turns into Euclid. So there are different ways where when you come and go into Soldier Field, you go to Columbus or you go to Lake Shore Drive. You know, it all comes down 55. You could come in from the south, and that long extension into the city goes into Lake Shore Drive. But it's basically Lake Shore Drive into Soldier, and there's nowhere to go east, and there's nowhere to go west because the railroad tracks are there. So you could either go north or south. We've talked about the headaches. So Lori Lightfoot has issued the statement. She says this, quote, "Our city is home to some of the world's finest sports teams who have played a vital role in the city's reopening. As part of the city's recovery, many organizations are doubling down on their commitment to Chicago, and we expect the Chicago Bears to follow suit. The Bears are locked into a lease at Soldier Field until 2033. In addition, this announcement from the Bears comes in the midst of negotiations for improvements at Soldier Field. This is clearly a negotiating tactic that the Bears have used before. As a season ticket holder and longtime Bears fan, I am committed to keeping the, quote, Chicago name in our football team. And like most Bears fans, we want the organization to focus on putting a winning team on the field, beating the Packers finally, and being relevant past October. Everything else is noise." Is this real? This is a real statement. Like, she went in hard on the Bears. Like, I mean, but truthfully, most Bears fans don't support what she says. You know, it's a headache. And I want to give you the results of our unscientific poll question. That's incredible. That's a good with the Packers. She went in. Oh, she went out loving on them.
No, the relevancy past October is because they still technically play in November and December.
Of course, right?
They played in a playoff game this year.
Wow.
Maybe she's not as big of a Bears fan as we thought. She doesn't know they played in a playoff game this year.
She ain't wrong.
She's not wrong either. Like, again,
she's
like,
not wrong.
It's like, I want them to be much, much better. And I believe building a new stadium would make them better, too. Like, finally getting a quarterback, having a really good stadium is all part of it. 3,600 people have voted. It's brought to you by your local Chicagoland Toyota dealers. Now that the Bears have officially shown interest in purchasing Arlington Park, are you in favor of a new Bears stadium in Arlington Heights? And right now, this surprises me. I think it surprised me back then, so it shouldn't surprise me now because we've speculated a lot. 77.3% of you say yes, you are in favor. More than three quarters of our listeners who are voting on this are in favor of moving to Arlington Heights. 22.6% say no. And I tweeted out a recent response to the, you know, and Lightfoot mentioned the Chicago part of the name. Again, let's remember the history here, guys. This team was founded in Decatur, Illinois. This team resides full time in Lake Forest, Illinois. They don't reside in Chicago. They play 10 games a year in Chicago. That's it. They play 8 regular season games in Chicago. Sometimes they'll play 9 with the 17 games now. That's it. The New York Giants play in New Jersey. The New York Jets play in New Jersey. The Dallas Cowboys don't play in Dallas. The San Francisco 49ers play in Santa Clara. You know, we could go on and on and on. It's nice. We love Chicago. I was a city guy. I lived in the city for 20 years. I love this city. Walked through Daly Plaza today. I took the train in and walked through the city. I love this city. You know, I always say I'm from Chicago. Yes, I was. I lived in Skokie, and now I live in the Deerfield area. But I love our city. Our stadium sucks. I've traveled to nearly all the different stadiums, and it sucked then. And it sucks now. The food isn't good. The parking sucks. The amenities suck. The attendance sucks. The amount of people you could put in there. It sucks that it's not a retractable roof. The field sucks. Everything about Soldier Field sucks. And I just want for my team to have a better stadium. Now, maybe they are using this as a negotiating standpoint. Maybe they do finally get what they want, where they really do a better job to renovating this stadium than the hodgepodge job they did in 2003. But right now, when you compare the Chicago Bears, a charter franchise of the NFL, I would tell the mayor that as bad as the team has been, and as irrelevant as the team may be after October and how they don't beat the Packers, your stadium that the city owns is equally as irrelevant. Compare it to Indianapolis. They crush us. Compare it to little Lambeau and Green Bay freaking Wisconsin. I didn't bring this up earlier, Black. You mentioned the renovations they did in South Bend. South Bend, tiny South Bend at Notre Dame, that the job they did at Lambeau, the way they enclosed much of that stadium and the atrium that they built, and they expanded that place to like 80 to 85,000 seats. It's incredible. These small little cities of Green Bay, Wisconsin, and Indianapolis, Indiana, make our big city, metropolitan Chicago, look like crap. It's a bad stadium. And all I want as a Bears fan is for everyone to figure out a way to fix it. So that's what I would argue with the mayor. I invite the mayor to join us, and I would throw a lot of this at her. Fix it. Fix it respectfully.
She did say in her statement, negotiations about
renovating it, yeah. Well, what does that
Soldier
mean?
Field. So what does that mean? Because I think what a lot of this discussion, the back and forth, is about those who want the team to stay on the lakefront and those who are okay with them moving away from the lakefront, right? Like, that's the biggest issue here, because we all agree that the stadium isn't very good, and we all agree that if they could put, like, go with me here. Everyone would be on the same page if they could tell us that they could build a new state-of-the-art stadium with a roof that could host Final Fours and Super Bowls
there.
On the lakefront, we'd all be for it,
in,
right?
In.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah, no issue. You don't need to move if you could do that.
This isn't a suburban versus the city thing.
Like, no one wants them to move out of Chicago. It's just you would prefer them to have a better stadium and to own the stadium than to deal with what they have.
Like, when they rebuilt it, Chris, they were so concerned about the colonnades. Okay, I get it. There's history there. It's Soldier Field. It's a great monument to all the servicemen and women who have fought for the country. But this isn't like Rome. You know what I mean? The colonnades, when you compare it to like some of the historical sites in Rome or even some of the sites in D.C. or Philadelphia that have been around for 300 years as opposed to 100 years, there could have been different ways to preserve the colonnades, moving them back or putting them somewhere else on the lakefront. You know, Friends of the Park blocked it where you couldn't make a real stadium. It is not a good stadium. And all they wanted was to get a new stadium, so they signed on the dotted line. So I want to take all your calls. 332-3776. We'll get to all those calls next.